Exodus 3:14 says, "And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." In our previous Evidence for God devotional, we mentioned this statement from scientists defending their flat universe theory. Quote, "At the critical density, a hypothetical universe would be flat and would eventually stop expanding, but only after an infinite time," according to the Swinburne University of Technology in Australia. End quote. And that's ridiculous. There's no such thing as infinite time. But such statements are required in order to fill in the gaps of modern scientific theory. Why? Because modern scientific theory is not driven by science, but by theology. An atheist or agnostic or other non-theistic worldview with the desire to simply get rid of God. Whether it's an atheist, agnostic, or Hindu, Buddhist, Satanist, or other Luciferian occult religion, modern scientists bring their religious philosophies with them and are driven to make absurd statements like, quote, infinite time, end quote, in order to make a scientific sounding case for their anti-God claims and conclusions. As the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy admits in its entry for infinity, quote, "In the natural and social sciences, the infinite sometimes appears as a consequence of our theories themselves, or in the modeling of the relevant phenomena," citing Fletcher and others, 2019, end quote. That is why the Apostle Paul gave us this warning in 1 Timothy 6:20, saying, "O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called." Science, falsely so called, or pseudoscience, is what passes for science today. And the masses are being deceived by this slick presentation from people bent on rebellion against the God of the Bible. It's really an amazing thing to witness as technology continues to advance far beyond what most of us can even understand. But then it's also cluttered with so much nonsense, including things like the idea of infinite time. For one thing, infinite time is a nonsense phrase. Time is a measure for calculating and understanding duration. I don't think I need to go into some lengthy discussion, although reams of discussion have taken place. The simple fact is that if I began working on something yesterday, a concept of time itself, and I finished it today, I am able to express the duration between the beginning and ending in figures of time. A day, 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, or 86,440 seconds, and so forth. So time is measurable, but the infinite, by definition, is not measurable. Just look it up. The entry, for example, in the American Heritage Dictionary, 5th edition, says that the word infinite means, quote, impossible to measure or calculate, end quote. So there's no such thing as infinite time. And when discussing this nonsensical concept, you'll read definitions like this one that I found, saying that, quote, "something that would require infinite time is something that will never happen," end quote. And these are supposed to be scientific discussions. Listen, there's only one infinite, and he is God. The unbeliever can fight that and come up with all of the nonsense philosophy and pseudoscience that they want to, but when all is said and done, they end up standing before a great white throne, and the judge sitting on that throne will be Jesus Christ, the infinite Son of God, who said of himself in Revelation 22:13, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Jesus is the visible image of the invisible infinite God. He is the I am. He simply is, without beginning, without ending. And pseudoscientific theory will never change that.